it's coming. Right for us.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Guys. Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
An OB show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Well, that was the essence of a John Fox game. They were close.
Vintage! It was vintage John Fox. That's what it was.
They were right there, Hampo. He can tell his friends, he can tell Chicago that, look at, again, we were right there, and, you know, we just didn't make a kick.
Okay, here's all you need to know, folks. Remember we told you last week, whenever the fool Fox was in a favorite in a game, which is only six times out of about 42 now, he loses. Not even cover, but he loses outright. But today, once again, the Bears are 2 of 22 when trailing at halftime. Normally, you know, one of the great things that everybody always screams about in football, oh, you've got to overcome adversity. You've got to have character and fight. And Fox could teach a seminar on how to crumble like dust. Anytime you're down, you're done. It's a vintage Fox performance.
Well, let me, you know, and looking at the game today, if you watched it closely, the penalties, the breaks, the Bears got them all. For four quarters, folks. They got every penalty basically called their way for four quarters. Now, let's go to, I believe it was the last play of the first half. Okay? Detroit is on our own 1.5-yard line. But, you know, with, what, just a few seconds to go? And if you, when watching the game, folks, all you had to do was look and watch our defense. We had four linebackers. If you watched them, they had no clue what the call was. You see them, one pushing another, pointing over here, pointing back to the safety while they're getting to run a play. Now, let me tell you something. There are basic things in football. The Detroit Lions had one back, number 21, besides the quarterback in the backfield. On either the strong or the weak side, it doesn't matter what defense you call. If that the first back out on the strong side or the first back out of the backfield on the weak side, if that happens, there's a designated defensive player that takes them, whether it be the strong or weak side linebacker, the middle linebacker, the cornerback, the strong safety, or the weak safety. Whoever has that kid coming out of the backfield, he's got to be on him. And again, not to talk in circles, but our defense was so confused down there. I saw three plays today when our defense didn't know what the hell they were doing. Now, that's a disgrace. We're talking, this is the 10th game of the year, Glenn. The 10th game of the year. And defensively, forget about what happened offensively. Defensively, when it counted, we don't even come up with a defense. And if we did, our players didn't know what they were running. But, folks, to have somebody come out of a backfield and he went out into the flat and there wasn't a Bear jersey within 10 yards of him, that's a mortal sin in football. That's something that should never have happened.
Amir Abdullah was right. Running back.
Yeah, and what made it so bad, too, is, as Ed is saying, it was third down. I mean, this was a passing down, even though they're on the 1.5-yard line.
Yeah, they're on the 1.5. You're fighting for your life here.
And the backers, none of the backers at all even jumped him. He went untouched. Everybody else was playing man coverage. So what Ed said is, look, the backers didn't cover anybody, and that's why it was bad. I'll tell you this, at the end of the game, Mitch Trubisky made a great play with his feet, right, on 4th and 13 yards.
He did.
And really made
people
miss.
And they backed it up with another great throw to end.
Right, but here's the problem. No Cohen in the game on this last drive. Now, here is a kid, you gave him 13 touches today, and he makes a fantastic touchdown run to tie the game up, right? And I mean, makes a great play to tie it up. And you don't have him in the most important series in the game, and this kid isn't out on the field. It just, the decision-making by the coaches and the personnel decisions they make doesn't make sense, and this is what we're talking about. It is the lack of coaching and doing, getting the right personnel on the field to be able to compete and win a game.
Once again, it cripples us. Go ahead, OBM.
No, I'm going to say, it's not that Detroit came in here with one of the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 defenses in the league. Okay? We ran on them all day. There are so many things that could have happened, but I don't know where to go with this, folks. This team, and I'm telling you now, I'll tell you next week, the week after, I don't even care if we win a game. This team is so poorly coached, and it's not only Fox's fault. How the hell can you, in the 10th game, you're playing at home, and you're down, people, they're going in on you, and you got a defense, they don't know what the hell defense they're in. Folks, you saw it. It was right on the TV screen. It was right there. Nobody can deny it. They didn't know what defense they were in.
And you can't make it up.
No, you can't make it up, Dan.
But even if you didn't, Ed, right, let's just talk instincts of a football player. You're a linebacker, and you don't know what defense you're in, but you have a back to your side, and he goes into the flats. You should at least make an effort to cover the guy regardless of what the defense is.
Because
you should,
Glenn,
know, hey, this guy's out. I better jump him. I don't know what coverage you're in, but I'm going to take him.
Well, obviously they didn't because the ball was snapped and it was helter-skelter. But I'll tell you what, usually, whether it's a stronger weak side linebacker, when that one you're in a single back and he
right.
comes out to you, you're the guy that has him.
You
should
to.
Be right on him. Right as he comes to that line of scrimmage, you run with him, you're all over him.
Hampton will be the start of the show, sponsored by Parent Petroleum. You want to get on in here, you're welcome. 312-981-7200. Lions beat the Bears 27-24. The Bears did rally from being down to tie it up in the fourth and then had a field goal to tie it up. Connor Barth could not connect. I mean, what was that?
It's embarrassing. This whole thing, from top to bottom, it's sick.
I could have done that, Ed. You could have gone out there today and make that same kind of horrific kick that this
let's not go too far.
But, Ed, let's be honest here. We could have all missed that kick and shank it like he did. It's not hard to do anymore. I mean, that's the easy part.
Okay.
But he's supposed to be a pro, right, Dan? That's what we're saying.
He's a con. Before you go to this, folks, let me just say this before we get into it. At halftime, OB turned to me and goes, we jumped out to 10-0. I thought we was going to – like kill him 28-0. I said, yeah, but the hidden hand of Fox and his coaching adjustments brought the Lions back. That's what happened.
Well, the turnover from I don't know who you want to blame, Trubisky or Cody Whitehair, whatever it was, but I thought the same thing. It looked like the Bears were going to roll them today.
Yep.
Detroit looked totally lost.
Okay, question, Mark.
Go ahead.
For our listeners out there, how many times in four quarters of football today at home on our field against a defensive team that's not very good. They got a guy, number 40, playing for Detroit. This guy couldn't be a hot dog catcher, let alone a hot dog salesman.
Let me just set this table here a little bit. We have a very shortened show today. We're here only till 4:15. We got Northwestern basketball coming up versus Texas Tech, so it's a quick hamp and it'll be with Kaz. So if you
we're gonna have to bring angst home all week.
Yeah, well, we could just get it out here in 75 minutes. Thank you.
Very, very important before we go. It's my daughter, my oldest daughter, Gigi. It's her birthday today. Oh. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
The Mueller game-changing moment, maybe for Gigi, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. Do we want to go with what here, team?
It's got to be the fumble. And, it was a bad snap quarterback snap exchange. Cody Whitehair back at center. And do we need to give him a pass? Last week he was a guard. But now Kyle Long's got his little pinky working again. So he comes back. By the way, gets two penalties today. But he puts Whitehair back at as the center. And they're basically running the stretch play. And Whitehair's in a rush to get out of there and get on the linebacker. They have a bad exchange. The ball gets batted around. They pick it up and run it in. When we're 10-0 driving, and all of a sudden it's now 10-7. They're right back in it.
And it was 17-7, and they had them 3rd and 15 deep in their own territory. And Marcus Cooper Sr. gets beat on it. That was a horrendous effort. There was just a lot of moments early that they could have created some distance.
Just let me tell you something. Tell me, how many times did we go downfield today?
Oh, I don't know. Three times?
Not many.
None.
Not many.
None. We did not go deep on him one time on a fly or a post pattern. Not one time. You think about it. Go look at some films when we take a break.
I'm with you, OB. I trust you. Play ball. Celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. You can visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. 312-981-7200. We're going to jam a ton in here. The Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, presented by Chevy. DriveChicago.com. You want to jump on in with your reaction? I got some a little.
We're going to put 10 pounds in a 5-pound bag in an hour.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Bears lose to the Lions 27-24, 3-7 on the year. Connor Barth misses a 46-yard field goal that would have tied it at 27 with 3 seconds to go. Barth on the year, 10 of 14. That's a 71% clip. He's 5 for 8 from 49. None of this really matters, but Robbie Gould, just for record, with the Niners this year is 19 of 21, and from 40 to 49, he's 11 of 12. I'm not saying that the Bears would be safe with Robbie Gould, but that trade was not a winner. Maybe they saved some dough along the way here. Who brought it today? Sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. You know what to bring. Hampo, who do you want to give some credit to?
Well, Jordan Howard, again, you know, he ran the ball with power. 15 carries, 125. But this could have been the coming out party for Mitchell Trubisky.
He really could have.
You know, he didn't turn the ball over. He made some big league throws. But in a must-execute drive situation, he put together an 11-play drive to get us down easy field goal range, you know, with a great scramble and then a great throw to Dontrell Inman to put us in, you know, in business. And, of course, Connor Barth, you know, you know, goes down his shirt again. But Mitchell Trubisky, there, you know, you can see glimpses. OB and I, we were in there kicking it around saying, hey, you know, he fell down. He could have scrambled around the left end and late in the fourth quarter, but he kind of fell down over the 15-yard line marker. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the kid's just being a little bit overwhelmed right now, but he gave us a great chance to go to overtime, and you never know what happens in overtime. But I say Trubisky. What do you guys say?
100%.
Trubisky on the day, 18 of 30, 179 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. He was sacked one time, quarterback rating of 88.1.
Now, remember, we've got, you know, Kendall Wright and Dontrell Inman, now the starters at wide receiver, and Shaheen is the tight. I mean, he's got hit all of his weapons. They're basically playing about a month or a little more than a month like he is now. So, you know, again, it's baby steps, work in progress, however you want to call it. But the gun was held on, and they said, hey, you got to drive and kick a field. He got him in position. And for that, it gives you great hope for the future.
You know, why does everything have to wait till the last minute? The one good thing, we finally saw Loggins, our offensive coordinator, put in some plays for Trubisky. The bootlegs, okay? The fake handoff in round run, and he takes a naked run out to the stronger, to the weak side. It's nice to see that. But again, let me say it again. For the 1,000th time, this is a passing league. You mean to tell me we can't find a receiver? We cannot find a receiver that can run any pattern down deep. Why don't we throw the ball downfield, put some fear into somebody? Maybe the guy will catch it, or maybe the defender will give us interference. But you can't do anything until you try it. This, what goes on here from week to week to week, I'm sick of it. A defense doesn't know in the 10th game what the hell defense they're in on the goal line, especially when a team's going in, and they're confused. That's impossible. Guys, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep, absolutely.
And to sit there and watch that crap, it's an absolute joke.
And by the way, there was a play that should have been challenged by the head coach. It was a muffed catch. And, of course, now Fox is so neutered in by last week's botched effort. Of course, he didn't call it, and Detroit was able to go ahead and run the next play, and, you know, it's all for naught. But back to your point, being unprepared. Again, last week. 2 weeks.
10th game, Dan.
The 10th game, and coming off of a week off on the bye, we come out and we commit 11 penalties, not in the game, in the first half.
Unbelievable.
Because we're unprepared and we're not ready emotionally, physically, and mentally to engage. And this team hasn't been. That's why John Fox at halftime, when losing at halftime, when we're down, whether it's like, what was it today, 17-10? Half was
21-17.
21-17. Right. 4 points, okay? We're down. Well, you might as well go ahead and mark it down as a big, fat loss because he's 2 of 22 when you're down at halftime. Because that means no adjustments, no imagination, and no ability to overcome.
Mark, real quicker. That's why, folks, you see when whoever we play, they come, like Glenn mentioned last week, 8-9 in the box and press our wideouts. Okay? That's what they do
no
to
question.
Us.
They're not scared.
For the record, they should not have been down at half either. That was ridiculous that they were trailing at half. You had to fight to do that one the way they started the game.
And it's lack of personnel in the game at the right times, too. I'm talking just purely on offense.
Couldn't agree with you more.
You just – they don't get the right personnel in at the right time, and it shows up.
No matchup creativity. Well, you can say, okay, well, there was a big deal last week about, Cohen, the first player of the game. Ooh, Green Bay doubled him for the first time anybody's been doubled in 3 years. Put him back in the next play. Make him double him every damn play. Then you know it's man out everywhere else. What is so hard about this, guys?
Folks,
this
is it's a no-brainer. I mean, you use him as the double guy, and then you work everybody else and get him free.
You know, to our listeners and viewers, folks, you're hearing it. I mean, we're telling you exactly what's been going on all year. And the things that have been going on 8 games ago are going on in the 10th game, okay? And whose fault is it? Only one person, John Fox. Your fault, pal.
Let's get into a timeout here. We'll get to calls right after the 3:30 news. And by the way, thanks again, of course, to Mr. Submarine. Good food at a tasty price. That is Mr. Submarine locations throughout Chicago and open late at night. Visit MrSubmarine.com. Dive into deliciousness.
Lions, we dove in. It was great, but we don't want to time out. We want to keep screaming.
27-24, Lions beat the Bears. Bears sitting at 3-7. We're here till 4:15, till 4 on CLTV. This is 720 WGN.
This will be a 46-yard field goal try by Connor Bark. Snap, hold, not even close.
Wow.
Holy Moses.
Wow.
Twenty-seven-24. The Detroit Lions improved to 6-4. The Bears slipped to 3-7. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Here with you till 4:15 today. Shortened show for Northwestern basketball. Let's do the defensive star of the game, which is brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. You liked a little Mitch Unrein today,
yeah,
there, OB.
Unrein, he has to be, because I really didn't see anybody really do that much. One of our mainstays in the defensive line played one play and took about two or three off, which I never expected I would see. But Unrein was a guy. He got a sack, and when he was in there, he put the pressure on. He never gave up, so let's give it to him.
And bad news with Leonard Floyd, who left with a knee injury, and Kyle Fuller had a part in that, Hamp. I mean, that was not
Well, and again, this is a thread going through not only our team but the rest of the NFL, where most of the time corners and safeties now, they don't use their head. They come in with their eyes closed, throw their shoulder in there, and a lot of time it's friendly fire. This was and what I'm saying is, if you got your eyes open and you come and you kind of meet up with the ball carrier and wrap up, well, you're not going to miss him and go and you know, like a missed shot by a bullet and hit somebody else. And that's exactly what happened. Fuller comes up, forcing on the run with his head down, and tears Leonard Floyd's leg off. And I let's just hope it's not bad, but by gosh, it looked bad.
Yeah, let me tell you, that's something that very well could be. But I don't know, Dan, how defensive backs are taught to tackle. But this thing with this rolling block, whatever they do, they don't set up. They're not set to tackle. The timing's not there. They just come and they throw this rolling block and pray to God that the receiver or the runner runs over them, falls over them.
Exactly. And by the way, just a shout out, J.C. Caroline,
Yeah.
Yeah, passed away. They're one of the great corners in Bear history.
Yeah, J.C. Carolina's at University.
He would have never went flying in there with his head down and his eyes closed.
Oh, no,
but
J.C.
Floyd does the same kind of tackle, too. He doesn't wrap up. He just throws his shoulder with his head down. So, I mean, you're right. This is just kind of what they do in the NFL now. This is the way they tackle.
And then it's going to be depletion by numbers because it's just a matter of time till they take the rest of their teammates out.
Okay, here, real quickly here. Let's get back to this thing. We run the football. We know we can run the football. Folks, we can talk to you blue in the face. You are not going to run, and you are not going to win a Super Bowl. And I assume that's what should be your goal every year. We have to start playing big boy football and moving that football down the field. We got to start scaring somebody instead of everybody scaring us and us playing scared to death football. Again, we are not going to run to the Super Bowl. Folks, we will never get there. You got to learn to throw the damn football.
Let's get some calls in here, guys. 312-981-7200. Phones are locked and loaded. John on the north side, you want to talk about Kyle Long. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys, really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
You know, I've been watching this Kyle Long a few weeks now, and in my opinion now, I think this guy's terrible. I mean, I watched him today. They had one play there. It was third down and 2 yards to go. I never played on the level you guys did, and you guys were good. I believe a lineman is supposed to push forward, long, push the guy back. He stands up, the guy pushes him aside and makes the tackle.
Thanks, John.
And another thing, when Trubisky ran that big play right towards the end, he almost caught from behind. Some guy just missed him. Ran right by Kyle Long. The only thing Kyle Long is good for is his big mouth during the week, and when somebody gets knocked down, he goes over and helps him up.
All right, John. Hey, well, let's let the guys respond here. What are you attacking? Kyle Long is playing with his whole hand wrapped up. Team, anybody?
Hold on. Let me just say, would it be fair to say, John, you don't particularly care for Kyle Long?
I think that's what he said. I mean, I
you play with
man. You going to take that?
Well, and John, let me just say this. It's one of the symptoms of the sickness. Kyle Long is your best player on offense. On paper. But he's not. He hasn't played like that in 2 years, maybe two and a half. So that's part of the set. And if you can't get him well and you can't get him to play like an all-pro, like he was in the 2014 season, then where are you going? So at some point, you're exactly right. And you know what? Late in the game when we needed to drive, he got bull rushed back into the – and Detroit's defensive line was putrid. They were putrid. And he got bull rushed back into the lap, and Trubisky had to scramble and got sacked. That's embarrassing. You're right. There's a part of the sickness right there.
Would you shut him down? Because you're talking about a guy that's banged up all over the place, shoulder, hand, everything else.
How's he going to get better being shut down? Oh, well, he's got to get well. Well, he had his leg operated on. He had an option to get a shoulder fixed, but he said, no, I'm not going to. He's got a bad finger. I don't know. Hey, my head hurts. When am I going to shut down? I'm just saying, how's he going to get better unless he gets out there, gets some bend and flexion in his knees, and knock some people around?
Well, what happens is when you're injured, no matter what it is, finger, back, toe, whatever it is, when the doctor clears you to play, that's it.
Let's get Neil in here. Wants to talk about Virginia McCaskey. What's up, Neil? Welcome to 720 WGN and CLTV. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? This is Neil Black out of Virginia. Every Sunday, me and my son, we listen to your show. We watch the games. I spend $200 DirecTV Sunday ticket to watch the games. And I got to tell you, I am really upset at the fact that this team is not allowed to play with pride. And that comes from the front office all the way down. Just like you guys were talking about personnel assignments, Kyle Fuller, I saw him playing college right here in Virginia at Virginia Tech. He's horrible. There are three people tomorrow morning that should not have jobs, and that's Kyle Fuller, and that's John Fox, and that's Connor Barth, that piece of kicker that we got.
Thanks, Neil.
There's not even comment. He just summed it up, right? I mean, you don't even know what to say.
Neil,
you're right.
There might be a job at the end of the season, and it might be a general manager job. If you're not doing anything, I suggest you apply.
I thought he wanted to talk about Virginia McCaskey. He's calling from Virginia, so my bad there, Neil. But
okay, that's a Fox-esque kind of a blunder on your part.
That's harsh right there.
You going to dinner with him? Let me just say this, folks. Hey, we had 24 first downs. Big deal. Will hits the most all year. Hey, we had almost 400 yards total offense, 222 on the ground, no interceptions. We're better on third down conversion, and yet we find a way to lose. So that is something that starts from the top and just, you know, permeates the team where now we're stumble bum losers.
I mean, Detroit really wanted to give the Bears a win today.
They did. They did all they could to lose.
They got every call, Glenn.
Every call.
Every penalty was against Detroit.
And Connor Barth, that was his last game as a Chicago Bear kicker. There's no question. They've been running in kickers every week. This was the one that will cement
Isn't
him
that
being
something?
Finished.
Yeah, that kid, he'll get fired, but Fox and his stumble bum staff will still be here.
Right. I mean, that's the shame.
It never should come down to a field goal in the last second of a game or a few seconds or whatever. And does it happen? Yes, it happens. But, boy, I'll tell you what, you got to know your personnel. You got to know your coaches. You got to know how the communication is with position coaches, with the talent that you have. And if it's not there, then you better start addressing the coaches because they're not communicating.
Instead of the last straw, that should be the last shank.
Well, and the worst part, Mark, you and I were talking and you said, what do you think? I said, he's due to hit a bad one again. And he did.
What did I say? I felt like I said, I think he's missing this, Kazi. All right, one more. Duke in Ottawa before the break. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Duke?
Obi and Hampton, I got a baby aspirin for you. Relax, man. All right, it's going to be all right. Just like watching YMCA football, flag football. These guys play like they're playing flag football. But, you know, John Fox doesn't fit to sell ties at Marshall Fields. But anyway, you know, I think these guys have some issues, and I think we ought to reactivate Jim McMahon. He can do the drop kick he can be our new kicker.
Thank you, Duke.
He could do a pretty good drop kick.
Where's Duke? Where is
but
he
Steve
from?
McMichael could
Ottawa.
Kick the ball Duke, a mile, too. So, Duke, you know, well, if his little square
there's
toe.
There's a guy I know he listens to our show, a guy by the name of Joe Rutkins. I played with him at Illinois. He's an defensive
we love
tackle.
Joe.
Yeah, you gotcha. He's an All-American at Illinois, played with the Redskins. Joe, I know you're listening. Hello to you, the wife, everybody, the kids.
Me, you, and McMichael spent a week with him one night.
Yeah, one night is right. Joe's the best.
There is nothing better on the show than the OB family, friend, or anything else mentions.
It's quite a network.
It is unbelievable. Your network, OB, is your net worth, and that's why you are a very rich man.
And the way he works it in so
seamless.
Smoothly, you don't even realize you're going there.
We're going a little too far, guys, all right?
All right, quick timeout coming on back here with you till 4:15. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Out until 4 on CLTV. This is 720 WGN. Lions beat the Bears 27-24. Let's get back on track here. Let's do the drive of the game, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Great to have Patrick Dealer Group back on board. Drive of the game, guys. I would assume we're going to go fourth quarter here for the tie.
Absolutely. It was, again, folks, there's points in a game where something happens and, hey, wow, that's great. You know, finish from heaven. It happened. A guy makes a great play. You get a fumble. But when it's fourth quarter, 2 minutes on the clock, and you're down by three, you as a quarterback, you know this is do or die, put up or shut up. And Mitch Trubisky put together an 11-play, 55-yard drive with no penalties. He made a couple of big plays, the first with his legs, scramble for, 20 yards, 21 yards, something like that. And then he threw a strike to Dontrell Inman on a beautiful in route to put us in position for Kaz's favorite kicker to take over the game. What happened, Kaz?
He shanked it like he does about every fourth time. Here's the best part, too, was on fourth down and 13, he really moved around in the pocket well, Ed, and was trying to find somebody open and then just said, hey, I got to run because this isn't going to happen otherwise. And he took off. And to me, that was probably the most impressive part of that drive, that decision at that moment Because when you make that decision, you better get those 13 yards or 14 yards. Well, and he was able to do it, made a guy miss.
That's what he did in college. And again, going back to when we started him in the fifth game, this is all the stuff that he should have been doing. Bootlegging, naked bootlegs, sprint outs. You know, give the defense a ton of headaches, okay? And this is something that we would not do offensively. We would keep them sheltered, keep them boxed in.
No.
And
we were
not you got to accentuate the positive. And that isn't what he does best. He does best when he gets out into the flanks.
I agree. But we didn't accentuate anything the whole month of September when we wasted all that valuable time, snaps, preparation on a guy named Mike Glennon. What a joke.
Let's get a
statue for all intents and purposes. He couldn't move at all.
I want to get your guys' opinion on whether Trubisky took a major step, minor step forward today. Let's take one call in here, though, real quick. Been waiting extremely patiently. Arden in Racine wants some changes made in the Bears front office. Let's go, Arden. What's going on?
Bring back the Muggsy Hellas gang. Get rid of Ted Phillips. Pass out some steel jocks and get the team moving.
All right, Arden. There we go.
Steel jocks. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
That would at least make it you're less vulnerable, right?
I know what he's saying.
No, I know too.
I know what he's saying.
Right, get going again.
And believe me, I think we have some guys on this football team that can play to what you mentioned too. But I'll tell you what, we're going nowhere. We just offensively what the rules and the field gives you, we don't take advantage of it. And we're going to lose next week, and we're going to lose the week after. It's going to be one after another, and it's going to be one excuse after another while we were close, while we had a chance. No, the fact of the matter is, you lost. That's what happened.
They got the Eagles next week on the road. That's going to be, what, a 15-point? You were saying during the break, Hampton, you think there'll be 15-point dogs there?
Yeah, like instead of on Thursday the Birds get slaughtered, well, on Sunday the Bears get slaughtered.
It'll be, and then the Niners, though, are coming in on the 3rd. If you're looking for a win, Sunday, December 3rd, San Francisco. Bears will be favored.
Well, right, and they should be, but we've
against
seen
Jimmy Garoppolo.
And oh, by the way, though, he's 0-6 when he's favored.
Well.
Our head coach.
There's a story involving Garoppolo, New England, and the Cleveland Browns about the number one draft choice. When we get time, I'd like to talk about it.
All right, we can do that coming on back here. Nationwide's on your side. Locally, that's our Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk, the man.
He is the man. He personalizes your insurance needs. He's been doing that for decades. Simply click to jeffvuk.com. Vuk is on your side.
Yeah, thanks again to Mike Mueller, Hanley Dawson coming back. That's just great.
And who else is listening up in New Buffalo that you wanted to mention
They're driving home.
The Oselka family. I've known them my whole life. They were here. They came to the game. They come to the Detroit game every year. And we have a ton, folks. I'm telling you guys, we have a ton of fans up in the New Buffalo, Michigan area.
And Vuk is over there right now writing policies.
Working hard. All right, we'll get into the 4 o'clock news. Thanks to all our viewers on CLTV. With you till 4:15 on WGN Radio. We'll squeeze in as many calls as we can. And there's also breaking news on Leonard Floyd coming out of Soldier Field. We'll give that to you after the 4 o'clock news. 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Short show today, off at 4:15 for Northwestern basketball. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Bears lose to the Lions 27-24. Leonard Floyd was carted off the field, and the reports out of the locker room and John Fox nothing's confirmed, but it seems like it's going to be a season-ending injury, and that's a blow for a guy who really had a very good year and put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. You got to give him some credit.
Yeah, there's no question about it, but
it's a big loss.
This is a game, boy. I tell you what, I'm here today, gone tomorrow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's part of the way it works, unfortunately.
You know, the one thing that when you think about Trubisky, you know, when you're a running quarterback in this league, folks, it's always just a matter of time before somebody gets you and gets you good, because you're leaving yourself wide open. You're making, you know, directional turns on a half a second. And you're doing this, and there's people out there looking to take you out. So It's nice that he runs. I like to see him come out into the flats, but boy, once you take off running, it can be bad.
Let's talk about the personnel on the last drive of the game. You didn't have Tariq Cohen. You didn't have Jordan Howard. You didn't have Adam Shaheen. That's your best running back. That's your arguably your best playmaker. And you had a tight end in Shaheen who caught four
balls. He's starting
today.
To come. He's starting to come.
Yeah, he's four getting better.
So how does that make sense to anyone? I mean,
you remember the old thing about being able to walk and chew gum or rub your his tummy and pat your head and you know, two things that. Obviously, we've got complications and issues with Dow Loggins and his personnel packages, especially in crunch time situations. This happened all the way back against the Atlanta Falcons. Remember, that was an issue in game one, week one, and here it is, week 10, and it's still a big problem that has to be addressed. But again, okay, you're calling the plays. I don't know. I defer to you, Kaz, on the offense back in the day. Wasn't there a certain – before you even call the play, you decide the personnel, and then you call the play yep. that fits the personnel, correct?
Right. Play right. came in 100%. With the personnel.
Yep. And you would – you know, but this goes back to the coaches in general, the assistant coaches on offense.
That's
you know,
exactly.
The running back coach, he can get the guys in. He should know the personnel or what the play is and who should be in the game, and that's the wide receivers – coach same way, and they never get it right.
These are giant mistakes, folks. Giant mistakes. As again, we're not talking about nuclear physics here, but these are common sense things. If you have somebody that can run the football and block, or you can pass, you got a receiver, you got a quarterback that can fling it down the field, these are the things you should be doing. You mean to tell me we have quarterback that can do this or whatever, and we can't even get the right package in at crunch time, and it falls right on the coaches again and again and again.
Well, okay, let's get a couple calls in here. It's one service who's been holding. But
yeah,
let's go down to Rock for a couple times here. Mike, real fast, give us your best 30 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, guys, this is it, man. I mean, you know, can you imagine George Halas, six decades of building this team, building the NFL, to give it over to his daughter, who hands it over to all the in-laws. Oh, God almighty, I was divorced 15 years ago. I could just imagine turning over my family jewel to my in-laws. You know, here's the thing, guys. McCaskies are a bunch of idiots, and John Fox is a reflection of it. I'm with you, OB, and Hampton, and Kaz, you too. I mean, you all played the game. You know the Bears organization. It was a storied franchise. We're the second worst. Thank God for the Cleveland Browns, guys. Because if we didn't have them, we'd be the laughing stock of the NFL right now. And one last quick thing. If you had just a coach that knew what he was doing, can you imagine the difference this team – we could flip the record around probably, even with all the given injuries, just on the decisions that have been made, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you. Good to cut you off. Just want to get a couple more people in.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's a great call, Mike.
Hey, we should have won the Atlanta game with any kind of shrewd maneuvering on our offensive side and personnel grouping. We could have beat Atlanta. And then the third game, we could have beat Minnesota. Go right down the list. New Orleans, that was winnable. Today, winnable. It's all blunders from the coach.
Let's get Dave in here. Dave also in Rockford. Go ahead. Want to talk about the special teams, Dave. You're on WGN. What's up, man?
Well, before I ask my question, I just want to say I want Hampton as head coach, OB as the offensive coordinator, and Kozlowski as the receivers coach. My question is, why is Tariq Cohen bringing the ball out of the end zone to start that last drive?
You know what?
Thanks, Dave.
I don't even know how to answer it. There's, you know, time is of the essence, right? There's a minute, 35, 45 left in the game. You get automatically, if you just catch the ball and take a knee, it was a minute 35, you're going to start on the 25-yard line. Instead, he brings it out and doesn't make it to the 25-yard line, and he ate up 5 seconds. I mean, it just – that is poor coaching again.
Hey, Dave.
Your special teams coach has to say to him, take a knee. I don't care unless you catch it in the field
of play. Detroit falls dead, right, and everybody is laying on the ground, don't take it out.
Right. But, I mean, you know, if you catch it in the field, you got to return it. But if it goes to the end zone, take a knee. Hey, give ourselves 10 seconds more.
Hey, Dave, if there was Kaz Hampton and I coaching, we wouldn't be able to field the team for the first league opener. There'd be nobody left.
Everybody would be hitting.
A lot of casualties.
A lot of tackling.
A lot of casualties.
Bears lose to the Lions, guys, 27-24. Wrapping it up here. Yes, OB.
Yeah, I was going to say thank you to Andy Dawson.
He
jumped back on board.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else out there?
Oh, my God.
Wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, too, right?
Yeah, happy turkey.
Coming up.
Healthy and wonderful Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. We're back with you next Sunday, regular time, full show, 3 o'clock after the Bears and the Eagles. Anybody who's playing the Turkey Bowl football game like myself, get on out there and perform.
Where's this at?
Buffalo Grove, baby.
Buffalo Grove?
Yes.
No AC.
Many teams are out there playing?
A lot of teams, OB.
A lot of teams. Your team have a chance of winning?
Oh, of course. Are you kidding? My team always wins.
I heard from the grapevine.
Oh, you did?
You guys have no chance.
The rumor is you got crushed last year.
It's a solid grapevine. I'm not confirming anything there. I always believe we got a shot. Unlike the Bears next week against the Eagles. All right, thanks to everybody for texting, calling, listening. We appreciate it. Northwestern basketball is coming up. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us.